begin the chapter from a good idea to a good start. In this chapter, we will learn about a good idea, how to go about researching your issue, how to establish a solid business plan, finding out the funding options, seeking ongoing support from a mentor, hiring the right people, and thereby building a great company culture. So, a good idea. But what is a good idea? And how does one get a good idea? Well, as discussed in chapter 1, crazy social entrepreneurs ask the what-if questions. So, because we are learning about social enterprise, we are talking about social entrepreneurs and crazy social ideas. For any enterprise, it begins by asking what-if questions. Since we are learning the topic social enterprise, let us revisit some of the crazy social enterprise questions which were asked by some of the social entrepreneurs. So, to prevent children dying of diarrhea, Simon Berry had asked the question, what if we could get medication to all those corners of the world where Coke bottles are available? Miguel Liango, we saw, wondered, what if we could speed up malaria diagnosis by hundreds of times? What if everybody could stay overnight at everybody else's place so that we could build more tolerance and understanding and a trust between the people? This question on couchsurfing was asked by Brian Chesky, who founded the organization in 2003. As we saw, later on, Airbnb adopted this model into a $25 billion business. Arnold Ruskin asked the question, what if we stop treating millions of street children as victims and instead come up with mobile schools that teach them directly on the streets? Frank Hoffman of Germany had asked the question, what if we use the talents of the blind to detect breast cancer? While Thorkelson from Denmark had asked, what if people with autism who are incredibly good at quality testing in software development are utilized for these jobs? Students, you too could ask these what if questions. Perhaps one of the most relevant questions I can think of today is plastic. Plastic is a huge global problem facing not only our country, but our entire planet. You could ask the question, what if we start a recycling business that helps reduce the amount of plastic water bottles or any other form of plastic that goes into the landfills? It can resonate with a wide audience, in turn making a greater positive impact on the environment. Some people have actually come up with solutions for this plastic waste. In India, for example, in the city of Indore, plastic is being used to make roads. You could perhaps come out with more solutions by asking these what-if questions. Let us now see examples of some good ideas. Christine Poirier of Montreal, Quebec, designed her own nursing top to feel more comfortable breastfeeding in public. As you know, breastfeeding in public is a sensitive topic, and many women feel uncomfortable doing it. Christine Poirier also felt uncomfortable and came up and found the solution by designing her own nursing top. Her desire was to help not only herself, but to help other women and have positive breastfeeding experience. This is what inspired Christine to co-found Momzelle, which makes quality, fashionable nursing apparel, sponsors breastfeeding events across North America, and donates these tops to women's centers as well. Closer home in India, we have the Pani Foundation, which has been founded by Amir Khan. The work which Amir Khan is doing with the Pani Foundation is battling the water shortage in Maharashtra by systemizing watershed management to tackle drought, which has been around for many, many, many years. What makes Amir's initiative praiseworthy is that he is leveraging his public persona intelligently. He realizes, and therefore the Pani Foundation realizes and insists, that the villagers must do the work themselves, because they need to take ownership of the solution if the changes need to be long-lasting. Farm to Food Foundation. This is the brainchild of Deep Jyoti Sonu Brahma. The Farm to Food Foundation runs the Farmpreneur program in government schools to encourage children to create and take charge of school gardens. What a brilliant idea! Teaching children to do farming and learn about maintaining gardens at the school level itself. He trains them in the technical farm skills, organic farming and agricultural trade. The idea is to inspire children to take up agriculture as an occupation. Naturally, all those children who have taken the training are inclined towards farming will already look at agriculture as a very viable occupation in future. Carers Worldwide, started by Anil Patel. Anil Patel highlights and tackles the problems faced by the caregivers. Many of us in our homes will have had situations where we had to take care of our elders or even our youngsters who have been sick or terminally ill. And we are not able to give quality care to them, A, maybe because we do not have the time, or B, we may not have the necessary knowledge. And therefore, there is an increasing need for quality long-term care for people with chronic illnesses and disabilities. Usually, family members or friends play the role of caregivers, but it is not an easy role, as explained earlier, either due to insufficient knowledge or due to insufficient time. As the pressures on careers is high and people may just not have the necessary support system. This is where Carer Worldwide steps in, by trying to create a worldwide network of carers who can create a helpful ecosystem for each other and augment their incomes. Leap Forward. This organization helps students in rural India learn English and unlock their potential. Praneel Naik, founder of Leap Forward, has designed a unique plug-and-play model which democratizes teaching and learning of English. From curriculum and delivery mechanism to after-school classes, Naik has created a super atmosphere for learning. World Health Partners. This organization identifies and orchestrates the relationship between different stakeholders, including informal and medical providers, to create a robust network of healthcare centers under a common brand name, Sky. They work in underserved and remote areas where healthcare services are often not available or not easily accessible. Adhyayan. One of the fundamental problems with the public education system in our country is accountability of the teachers and the administrators. School audits are conducted but are not necessarily effective. This led Kavita Anand to fundamentally transforming the way school audits take place. She decided to place the process of audits in the hands of insiders in the schools, that is, the parents, staff and the students. Thus, she is shifting it from a process of scrutiny to that of self-evaluation and reflection. And that way, there are many, many more ideas which can be converted to business propositions. For example, delivering solar electricity to villages, educating poor girls, helping farmers to get fair prices, improving road safety to reduce accidents, solving the problem of stray dogs, or reducing the loneliness of senior citizens whose children are away from them. So after getting a good idea, your next important step would be to research your issue. What do you mean by researching your issue? Well, even if you have good personal experience with the social issue that you are hoping to solve, you need to take out the time to do a thorough research. That is, what is your target market? What assumptions, if any, are you making about it? Is there a real need for your social purpose business? For example, if your social purpose business is to educate the women in a particular area, to educate the girl child in a particular area, you need to find out, is there a real need for a special child for the girl child? Because if there is already a good functioning school in the community, you coming up with a school may not solve the purpose. Next, you need to find out what is your competition and how will you stand out from it. Taking the same example of educating the girl child, maybe there is an existing school in the area where you want to educate the girl child. You still want to come out with another school because you probably think that the other school is not good enough. You will need to study your competition and find out what is the added value that you will give, which will bring the girls to your school and not go to the school which is already existing in your area. So finally, what is the value you want to bring to your customers? That needs to be researched and in depth. To conduct the research, you will have to perform the following activities. You need to do a thorough market research and analysis. Conduct the necessary feasibility studies. Do a detailed industry analysis and participate in viewpoint forums. We will talk about more of each of these points on our subsequent slides. Market research and analysis. Varied information about the consumer and the market is available. You need to study about the prevailing trends in the market, your market segmentation, the market information on the product prices, analysis about your business trends, weaknesses, opportunities, as well as threat, that is your SWOT analysis. Market research analysis on products, consumer accounts, and the competitors. I'm sure you have learned more about this in your marketing lecture as well. Feasibility studies. What are feasibility studies? These are studies which test the viability of an idea, a project, or even a new business. The goal of a feasibility study is to emphasize potential problems that could occur if one pursues a project and determines that if after considering all significant factors, the project is a good idea. We go back to the example of the school for the girl child. You would do a feasibility study to find out the number of girl child in the area where you want to bring up the school. You will find out if there is an existing school already in the same area. You will need to find out if you are going to charge a certain amount of money or fees for these girl child. I assume you are not going to keep it free because it's a social business. Do these people have the ability to pay for your fees and would they be willing to pay the fees? Another significant cultural aspect that you would have to overcome in rural areas is allowing the girl child to come to schools, because many communities still in India do not allow the girl child to go out of their homes. So feasibility studies also allow a business to address where and how it will operate, overcome the potential obstacles, competition and funding, observe the competition and find out the funding needed to get the business up and running. Industry analysis. This is a tool that facilitates a company's understanding of its position relative to other companies that produce similar products or services. Understanding the forces at work in the overall industry is an important component of effective strategic planning. Industry analysis enables small business owners to identify the threats and opportunities facing their businesses. An And finally, we come to viewpoint forums. A viewpoint forum is a community of survey takers. You can become a part of this exciting panel where you can share your opinions and insight on new and current products that you interact with every day. You will be rewarded for sharing your valuable opinions. At the same time, you will be hearing the valuable opinions of the other people in the forum. And therefore, you would also gain by knowing their valuable opinions and inputs. So it is a win-win for both, for all of the people participating in the Viewpoint Forum. Taking care of all these points will help you to validate your assumptions and determine the potential of your idea. So now this brings us to the next important step. That is, after having a good idea, doing your necessary research, the market study, the industry analysis, the feasibility studies, etc., you now need to move on to establish a solid business plan. A solid business plan should have defined goals and tasks, effective strategies, and measurements for success. Here are the following steps which will help you develop a solid business plan. You need to define very clearly your product or service and also define your social objectives. For example, you may want to achieve the social objective of providing health care to the community members or the underprivileged sections of society. There could be many ways of doing it. One is you could have a standalone clinic, or you could liaise with the government to have a primary healthcare center, or you could have a mobile health unit. So you need to figure out which is the product. Is it going to be a standalone clinic, or is it going to be a mobile health clinic? And then define your social objective of improving the health care of people in the community. Next, you need to make your plan for meeting your business goals as well as your social goals. Your business goals would be how many vans are going to operate. Are you going to increase the reach? What will be the value proposition, etc.? And your social goal in this case, of course, will be the general and the overall improvement in the health of the communities that you're serving. Next, you need to make a plan for measuring the progress in case of business as well as social goals. And this is where monitoring and evaluation comes in. So not only do you define your products and define your goals, you also need to put in practice the systems which will periodically measure your progress and monitor and evaluate your business as well as your social goals. Next, define who your customers are and how will you reach them. So let's say you've decided to operate a mobile health unit. How are you going to reach them? You will probably need to liaise with the gram panchayats, the local community leaders to create awareness and probably use the areas of their community halls where the mobile health van can be parked and treatment can be given. So you will need to decide which channels you will use. Like we said, you could use the gram panchayats or the community health centers to create awareness for your mobile health van. Or you could set up posters, you could use the village walls for paintings, etc., to create awareness of your product. Next, you need to make plans for your product development, your service delivery, your legal structure, your business model, that is the complete operations and financial plan, including the location, team members, day-to-day work, your startup costs, projected incomes, expenses, cash flow, etc. Most importantly, the staff. For any successful business, you need the right staff and the skills required of these staff. So you need to have plans of all these in place. So after having formed a solid business plan, your next important steps would be funding options, support from mentor, hiring the right people, and the company culture. Let us see more about each of these important steps. Students, for funding options, you need to first understand that there are various different types of financing modules that are available. There are in various sources of funding opportunities. You can get your funding either from the private sector or from the non-governmental organizations or even from the government itself. So only after you have understood and found out and researched about the different types of financing models that are available, you can assess which financing options best suit your social purpose business. The struggle many social entrepreneurs have is engaging private and public investors who generally lack experience with the unique risks, business models and markets presented by social ventures. So while not-for-profits are accustomed to working in this sector, it is very difficult for private and public investors to understand the difficulties and the scale of operations. Investors consider social purpose business a riskier investment because it tends to be relatively complex. It takes longer to scale and often tackles uncharted areas. And therefore, students, as a social entrepreneur, if you want funding from the private or the public sector, it will be your responsibility to make them understand and overcome this obstacle. Next, it is very critical to get ongoing support from a mentor. You need to establish a relationship with a mentor from the onset of your business. A mentor is a business professional with the experience to provide sound business advice, support, and encouragement. And it is also imperative and critical to choose a mentor who understands the unique challenges and issues faced by socially minded entrepreneurs. This point cannot be stressed enough: hiring the right people. Just because you are a social organization does not mean that you take on people who do not have the right or adequate skills. Building a team with a mix of practical, entrepreneurial, and business skills will serve your business well. Yet, working for a business with a social mission may also require more commitment from the employees. So you need to hire people not only with the right skills but also who are absolutely committed to your cause. Any prospective employee will need to understand what is expected, the flexibility of the business itself, the longer working hours, or the lifestyle changes that they may have to incur. For example, If your social organization is going to be based in a rural area and you are hiring a person from a metro area because of the particular skills that he or she has, that person needs to understand the lifestyle changes that he will have to face if he moves from a metro to a rural area. So ideally, you will hire those people who will share the same concerns about the social issue you are striving to change and experience with the community you are planning to serve, along with the right skills. Build a company culture. All organizations have their own culture. Similarly, a social purpose business organization also needs to develop its own company culture and not just a campaign. For a business striving for a blended value, that is, profits at the same time social good, the culture should also be likewise blended. That is, combining the best of both the traditional not-for-profit mentality and the traditional for-profit mentality. The business needs to communicate to everyone concerned, that is all its stakeholders, internal as well as external, how it is founded upon a blended value. It needs to measure success based on the triple bottom line, which any other organization today follows, that is the people, the planet, and profit. And also, it serves both clients, that is the people benefiting socially, and the customers, that is the people who are buying the product. This brings us to an end of our chapter. Let's take a break before we move on to the next.